the more law enforcement officers that are willing to acknowledge prohibition is wrong, the better off society is going to be.
After Washington state voters legalized recreational marijuana, a brand new million-dollar industry opened up. And while there are a lot of changes that are still being worked out in the state, one of the biggest may be drug enforcement agents going to work in the private sector. We sat down with Patrick Mohn, a former special agent for the DEA. He's been in law enforcement for over 15 years, but left to work for a company called Privateer Holdings, a private equity firm that invests in cannabis.
Why did you approach Privateer Holdings in the first place? What were you looking to do here? Why this big move?
Well, I was considering a number of job opportunities. I had a pretty fulfilling career at the EA, but I was ready for some new challenges. And I wasn't looking in this industry in particular, but it was one particular industry that interested me.
What do you see the future for Privateer Holdings? What are you going to invest in?
We're focused on branding and creating mainstream brands. When it comes down to it, it's a mainstream product that's been marginalized. Our goal ultimately is to provide them with safe, clean access to a tested, safe product. In so doing, we'll remove the black market and bring the entire industry into the light.
Did any of your coworkers that you worked with at the DEA, what did they have to say when you packed up your desk with all of your stuff in a brown box and you were walking out the door and you said goodbye? What did they say?
I got a lot of congratulations. I had a lot of guys express the belief that I was a trendsetter or a pioneer, which was a little surprising at the time. I got a lot of support. I got a few guys asking me for jobs. it was pretty positive.
Since joining Privateer Holdings, your presence has sort of sparked a maybe called a media frenzy. More journalists are fascinated with this move of yours that you've made. Why do you think that people are so interested?
I think that, we've all heard the term the blue line or the blue wall, right? That a lot of law enforcement are either reluctant or prohibited to speak to the press. And so it's a lot of the fascination, I think, stems from the ability to maybe get a bit of an inside look at some of these organizations that previously were pretty unknown to most of the public. We all know that the end of prohibition is coming, and I think everyone recognizes that, and taking that first step is often the most difficult one. It just so happened I was the one to take it.
Have you consumed marijuana yourself?
I have, but it's been 20 years.
In that 20 years, did you have experiences with people you met or maybe family members that began to change your mind, maybe when you were a young person?
I don't think it was experiences with family or friends really so much as my experiences on the job and as my as things evolved. As my viewpoint evolved, as I spent more time on the job, I began to realize that enforcing the marijuana statutes as they're written was just an ineffective use of our resources, and that
you can say headache. That's fine too.
Yeah, it wasn't a headache because it wasn't. You know, it's no more work than any other case that we do, right? It's just a matter of did we focus on this issue or do we focus on another issue? And my personal belief, and I think is a belief that was shared by many of my colleagues, was that we should focus on other issues, mostly the so-called hard drugs, the ones that we feel have an actual, well, that I feel have an actual detrimental effect on society.
The U.S. has been fighting the drug war for over 40 years now. Do you think the war on drugs will come to an end at some point?
I don't know. That's a really complex question, obviously. I think that the war on marijuana will come to an end fairly soon. I think the inevitability has, is reached everyone at this point.
Why not harder drugs then?
Well, I mean, my own personal point of view is that drugs like methamphetamine and heroin have legitimate, observable, harmful effects to the user and people around the user. And you definitely cannot say the same about cannabis. I mean, they're not in the same category. You can't even talk about them in the same context. So I think they're totally separate discussions.
And you know, the U.S. Justice Department's 2013 National Drug Threat Assessment said that the availability was increasing for heroin. It was also increasing for methamphetamine. I mean, and I know these numbers fluctuate from year to year to year, but will we really be able to live in a world where we can stop people from doing this drug?
No, never. I mean, our mission, the mission at DEA was really to keep it under control, right? I don't think anyone was under the illusion that we were going to stop it, that we're going to win the war on drugs. They were trying to minimize the associated harms. And when it comes down to it, we're sticking our thumbs in the dike. And there's only so much we can do. You know, we try to attack choke points, try to limit supply. There's little we can do about demand. As long as the demand continues to exist, there will always be supply.
But there will also be DEA agents, like your former self, banging their head against the wall.
That's true. I guess it comes down to a cost-benefit analysis, right? Is the job that the DEA doing producing a measurable benefit? There are some cases of mine in particular that I'm very proud of that I can look back at and say I had a measurable effect on this community for some period of time before it bounced back. So, you know, part of DEA's role, I think, is to try and keep things under control to a degree. Long term, are we going to succeed? Who knows?
Do you ever think you will go back and work at the DEA?
No.
Really? Why not?
That ship has sailed, I think. I had a really fulfilling career there. I just felt like it was time for new opportunities. There's really nothing there for me anymore. I don't regret having worked there.
Do you think that people like you that go and work in the private sector from coming from government, coming from the DEA, do you fear that it could create a world where there might be a revolving door, where the regulators go and work for the regulated?
Well, I mean, that's a pretty common occurrence already, right, in government?
Yeah, but not necessarily a great thing.
Right. There's some debate over whether it's a benefit or not. I mean, I think everyone agrees in this particular instance it is a benefit. You know, what the future holds, I don't know. But I think that the important fact is going to be, or the important consideration will be, what are the attitudes and beliefs of these people? The more law enforcement officers that are willing to acknowledge that prohibition is wrong, the better off society is going to be.
What do you say to the people that say it's not the DEA agents themselves, it's the system, it's the over 40 years of the war on drugs, the mentality that we're going to crack down on something that we can't stop, ever?
I say they're not wrong. You know, we've perpetuated an idea that certain behavior is wrong, and I'm concerned that maybe we're not looking at things objectively anymore, that we need to really stop and look at, are we doing these things for the right reason? And when it comes to marijuana, the policies that are in place right now, the official policies, I mean, the guidance to Washington State excluded, are wrong. They're misguided. And hopefully that's going to change soon.
Is there anything people would be surprised about working as a special agent for the DEA?
Okay.
Not like the vending machines suck or something. I mean...
You know, I think that there's a certain subset of the population that views DEA agents as jackbooted thugs that have an agenda to oppress them or to, who knows, right? But it's just another job. And there are guys there that are very competent. There are guys there that are less so, but they're all trying to do the job the best that they can. And when it comes to marijuana, I think that they might be surprised to know that the overwhelming majority of the agents, at least that I ever interacted with, don't feel that marijuana is a priority.
And you guys discuss this, smoking a bowl after a long day, right?
We discussed it. I think that's where the analogy ends, but yeah.